I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Jamie here. We're just in the studio going through some of your emails that you've sent us at gooddaduglypod@gmail.com. Thanks for sending them in. And just one's come through. Oh, it's from Alice.
Well, which Alice?
Your Alice.
No.
Yep. Yeah. Did you know she was going to send us an email? Did you tell her to send us an email?
No, I didn't think
that
she even...
To just bolster our email.
She must listen to the pod.
Okay, right. It's the subject is write a reply. I think you're in trouble here, mate. Yeah. Okay, let's see what she says. Hi guys. Oh yeah, okay, right. Hi guys, the story was more or less accurate, but feel the need to correct a few alternative facts. She's obviously talking about the last podcast when you're talking about the birthing story,
right?
Okay,
it was all accurate as far as I can remember.
Doesn't seem that way. Okay, so firstly, in describing our first interaction with the midwife upon arriving at the hospital, Seth talked about women in labour not having all their faculties. Yeah, I remember that.
And at the time, obviously, when it's you're in that much pain, you know, you don't necessarily have all your kind of faculties.
At that point in time, when I originally politely asked for an epidural, I definitely did have all my faculties. And I think I was still compos mentis when, later, I started lying about the urges to push.
Okay, point taken.
I also wanted to clarify something Will said about women skipping away from childbirth.
They come out the other side of it, skipping away, whereas the dude, like the man, always ends up just being absolutely exhausted because they've been through this emotional roller coaster.
If this happens at all, it is a metaphorical skipping. In my case, and it wasn't even an especially traumatic labour, I was pushed away in a wheelchair. What is that, Will? That's Will, that's not,
yeah,
us.
Not us. That's not us.
And thirdly, Seth said he didn't cry at the birth. Uh-oh. But he definitely did.
Shame. Did you cry?
I don't think I did cry. Cry.
When Eliza was first put on my chest and I turned around to look at him, he was speechless and had water coming out of his eyes.
On that one, I just want to say that that is like a difference in sort of our definitions of what crying is, because I did have watery eyes. I'm not trying to argue against that.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like it's not really crying unless there's like audible sobbing.
Yeah, down the one tear down the cheek.
Yeah.
The manly,
they definitely welled up.
Like Kiefer Sutherland in 24, one tear just going down the cheek.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that. That's not crying. Anyway, she goes on to say, finally, and most importantly, during the early labour, it wasn't Gilmore Girls I was watching. It was a British comedy called Lovesick. While I have at times enjoyed watching The Gang, the episodes are too slow-paced for labour, and the most recent season is shit.
That's a bit harsh.
Well, Gilmore Girls, step your game up. Even Alice thinks it's shit.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.